This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This BFM Budget 2022 special is brought to you by Ma Sing.
7:49 in the morning, you're listening to The Morning Run with Shazana, Shaoning and Philip. We're continuing our discussion of Budget 2022. Last Friday, the government tabled the largest budget on record at $332 billion. The budget follows the theme of Keluarga Malaysia, Makmur Bersama, and focuses on three thrusts: protecting and driving the recovery of lives and livelihood, rebuilding national resilience, and catalyzing reforms.
Here's what Malaysian entrepreneurs and SMEs can expect from Budget 2022. Some of them, $20 billion of funding and relief for SMEs, $200 million for digitization of SMEs, $45 million for SMEs and companies in manufacturing services, and a whole host of other goodies.
But does it hit the mark in terms of giving aid to SMEs who have suffered a lot in the past 2 years? You know, will it actually promote growth and encourage innovation? So for more on this, we have Datuk William Ng, Chairman of the Small and Medium Enterprises Association, or SAMENTA. Good morning, Datuk. Thanks for speaking with us today. Let's start with your reactions. Did Budget 2022 meet your expectations in terms of support for SMEs?
Good morning. I think by now we have all seen the budget. I think overall, we are quite happy with what has been proposed. I think it is very clearly a pro-growth and also pro-recovery budget. The government, and I think specifically MOF, has sought our views, and we're happy that some of our recommendations have now been taken up.
So what were some of the recommendations that you thought were are going to be particularly useful to help SMEs to survive the next 2-3 years?
Well, if you think we look at the two major challenges that our SMEs are facing right now, I think the first is cash flow. The second is manpower. So we told them exactly that. We said, please solve these two problems. Everything else, you can leave it to the to the businesses to basically figure out themselves. So we're glad the budget has reflected this. You see the minister announced a total of $14.2 billion allocated in various financing for SMEs. TRRF, for example, gets another $2 billion. There's also the interest-free microcredit fund. And of course, there's the deferment of income tax installment until 30 June. On the manpower side, there's the rehiring incentive of up to 30%. In fact, I think it's 40% if you're going to be hiring OKUs and women. Hopefully, I think this will encourage our SMEs to pay a little bit more to solve our manpower issue, especially since now the government will be co-funding these jobs. The SME digitalization grant has also been topped up, and that means another 40,000 SMEs can apply for this matching grant. And of course, there's also the 50,000 ringgit deduction on staff accommodation and so on. I think these are all helpful for cash flow and also in terms of trying to resolve some of the manpower issue. So I think these are the ones that are most helpful and applicable for most SMEs.
So generally very happy. But do you think, are there any missed opportunities or things you think they could have probed or expanded a bit more on?
I think what we had wanted the government to look into is really in getting the banks to be a bit more proactive in providing invoice financing and then bankers' acceptance. Many SMEs want to restart their business, as you know, but most have already exhausted their funds to pay salaries and whatnot during the various lockdowns. Some are now getting orders from customers, but don't have the funds to basically pay rental or even order raw materials. So while providing loans, I think is helpful. I think it might even be more useful if Bank Negara could support invoice financing and or bankers' acceptance by basically subsidizing the rates. If you think about it, we are asking for financing based on realized orders. So these are inherently low risk to the banks. But I think for some reasons, only the banks would understand. Do you still prefer collateralized financing or government guarantees when considering whether or not to give out loans to the SMEs? The other thing that have been in our wish list for several years now is really for SMEs to be allocated 30% of government procurement. This would not require additional allocation, but would really help support our SMEs if these bids are done transparently.
Can you?
So these are both not, yeah.
Yeah, those proposals were not incorporated in this year's budget. Could you give us a kind of a pulse check on how SMEs are doing on the ground, especially as the government as the country goes through the National Recovery Plan? I think we're seeing a lot of these states already open to phase four. What are the challenges that you see for businesses in the remainder of this year before we go into 2022?
I think in the past 6 months, we've seen just how bad the liquidity crunch has been for the SMEs. Banks continue to tell us, right, that they want more SMEs to pick up loans. Yet they continue getting SMEs, including our members, to tell us their loans are being rejected for, the smallest of reasons. To be fair, some SMEs are doing very well, but most did quite badly and want to restart the business now. So if the bank are going to be looking at repayment records and also cash flow of these SMEs who did badly as a sole criteria, then I think nobody will get a loan, right? So of course, there's also the manpower issue. It is very difficult to hire now. Even after 2 years of lockdown, our local workers are still not interested in the so-called 3D jobs. And many of the legal foreign workers have already gone back to their own countries. So those who remain are being told their employment pass is unlikely to be renewed. So we understand that the government want us to hire more Malaysians. But if Malaysians don't want to work, how do we keep our factories and restaurants open? So these are major issues. We are very short of manpower. We also have a serious liquidity crunch.
And specifically, Dato, if you give us some colour in terms of what kind of SMEs are feeling the most pinched. Is it tourism? Because we did see a lot of specific initiatives announced for that sector. Does it go far enough, though, to help them and buy them enough time while borders gradually reopen?
Obviously, tourism sector is one of the worst affected. They are the last to reopen and, of course, the first to close. So that's quite unfortunate. I'm really not sure whether the budget has actually provided enough or whether there will ever be enough. Unfortunately, like it or not, there will be some business who will collapse. And there's really not much that the government and or you know the general public can do about it. But I think what we do need to do right now is to support those that has not collapsed, as well as to help those who want to restart to restart.
So what's the outlook like for next year? I mean, which SMEs do you think will thrive and which ones do you think will continue to struggle?
I think generally the consensus is that next year will be a year of recovery. So it will be good for SMEs overall. I think there's no doubt about that. But I think a lot depends on how fast I think we really get our act together. The budget, as you know, is only one component of it. We do need to, stabilize our politics. That has been, a major trouble. We need the government to basically listen to us when we say we are very short of workers, both skilled and unskilled. I hope something can be done about that because without workers, and a good supply of it, it's going to be very hard for us to restart. I think due to the prolonged lockdown and the fact that we're the one of the last to reopen our economy, many of our SMEs have been left out now from the global supply chain. People can't wait. So it takes a while before we can fully regain our place in that supply chain. I think at the end of the day, we basically need to rebuild consumer confidence. And at the same time, we also need to rebuild investors' confidence.
And Dato, the government is expecting recovery or GDP for next year to be 5.5% to 6.5%. And yes, I know you represent the SMEs, but do you think this is achievable? Are we too optimistic for next year's growth, just based on your members' feedback?
Again, it is whether it's optimistic or otherwise is really dependent on implementation. I mean, the intention is there, the budget is there. But at the end of the day, we do need to ensure that we have policy consistency. If you're not consistent on policy, whatever it is that we propose simply won't work. For example, we really need to stop being xenophobic and having all these policies that are being perceived as being unfair to foreign investors. As you said, we are not operating alone globally. There's so many other components. So we do need to have a consistent policy to drive both investor confidence as well as consumer confidence moving forward.
Datuk William, thanks very much for speaking with us and for your comments. That was Datuk William Ng, Chairman of the Small and Medium Enterprises Association, also known as SAMENTA, giving us his take on Budget 2022 and the ways in which it could help the SME community, but also some of the gaps that it doesn't really fill.
Yeah, I think he seems to be very happy with it. He said that there are two core issues, the financing and labour. I think the budget has ticked most of the boxes, but there's still one outstanding issue, which is labour. There's a surely shortage of labour there. And how are the policies now going to translate to help the SMEs drive that forward?
Well, under the 12 Malaysia plan, we're supposed to have a cap in terms of foreign labour, 15%. Hmm. Now, if you talk to any of the SMEs or any of the associations representing corporates in Malaysia, they say that number is far below that. But that's the legal number. So legal number is about 8 to 9%. But I just wonder whether we should take this opportunity to drive this message of automation, of to use AI. Because this labour shortage is not going to go away. It is going to be increasingly more challenging for us to hire whether, you know, foreign labour, as their economies also improve. So I think we have to wake up to the reality that maybe we do underpay many Malaysians.
Exactly.
If we paid more, would we be able to attract them to do 3D when they're already doing it overseas? Highly likely, though, if you ask me.
But the question is, if you're willing to, if you have to pay more, will you have to charge more? So
yes, there will be some margin compression, but every economy does need to pay a little bit of price as they transition, just like China.
That's right. I think these are serious discussions that need concrete actions. We talk about this all the time, but I guess implementation, whether we actually see things change on the ground, that's the question. All right, 7:59 in the morning, we are heading into the 8 a.m. news bulletin. And after that, it's the Breakfast Grill, where Wong Xiaoning will be speaking to Datuk Johan Mahmud Merican, Director of the National Budget Office at the Ministry of Finance, BFM 89.9.
This BFM Budget 2022 special was brought to you by Ma Sing. reinvent spaces, enhance life.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.